Hello, my lovely podcast friends. How are you doing and how is your life going on? I hope your life is going well and it's all gonna be great. It is all gonna be reasonable on my side at least, so nothing to complain about, but there are always things that can go better and that are not going as quickly as I want them to go. Some interesting new things in development, so it's all lovely. Well, first of all, you will notice that if you are following me on Twitter, past weekend was my birthday, so even yesterday I still got a phone call about my birthday, which was really funny and interesting and really nice. So Jennifer, hey, thanks mate, thanks for the great call. So I would have to say, I had my birthday, I survived another year, I'm 1 year closer to death, and there's a new opportunity for a new year of fun, joy and fulfillment and exciting things. So let's see how it's going on. And I was asked to drop it on Twitter, and I have to say a very warm welcome and very big thanks to the guys at the customer webcast services of Hainan Airlines. They sent it me one day to over 24 hours late. They sent it me even a happy birthday message, which is nice, and it keeps me doubting again because I got an offer from them to use them as my company airline, and the same offer I got. Also an offer, not exactly the same, from Finnair, and both are pretty much good, so it makes me really think about how great it is. Especially it's nice to see you guys of Hainan are doing, because they are buying everywhere, they are launching new routes and they are moving up. But more aviation news in this podcast quickly, because I will have some interesting news sooner or later. Expect the coming months some great exciting news. Well, they're not so exciting, but and really terrible. It was obviously what happened in St. Petersburg yesterday. It's terrible. I mean, the only thing that I'm wondering about is the people who are this. Are they so lunatic? Is there really nothing in their mind that tells them, well, maybe it's a bad idea to drive and go in to somewhere with a bomb and blow yourself up? Is it really me, the only person who thinks that this is a stupid idea? And to the train driver who drove the train to the next station so that first aid people and security people and all the staff needed to rescue the people could easily get in and get out, you're a total hero. And I do hope that your president, which is more stronger and gives me much more confidence than the Dutch one, will give you a great medal and you will have a great life. I mean, come on. Your train is blown up and then this is happening. And look, let me be clear. I think it's all lunatic what's happening on that side. If you see what happened in London, and I got a pretty good network and contacts in London, so everyone was just chatting with each other, everyone who is safe, who is not safe. But you saw one day later, there was a service of London, of Transport of London service notice paper outside, and it basically said, "Dear terrorist, this is London. We will drink our tea. We will have a jolly time. Thank you." And that was just what I think from, hey, it's what sets British aside from the rest of Europe, and that's why the Brexit is a good thing. They will simply take it on and go on. Well, the rest of Europe would simply say, start crying, and the Russian government and the Russians also know how to suffer, see what's happened in the Second World War and in those area, and they know how to deal with those lunatics, especially if it's true that it's in the guy from Kyrgyzstan. Then, yeah, well, Central Asia, I would say don't go there if you love your kidneys in your body. But that's more Uzbekistan, who is the big organ harvesting area for China. Which is nothing wrong with. I mean, who cares? Who miss those people? Who miss Uzbekistan? Who miss Kyrgyzstan? Give those bloody countries back to Putin and let him fix the things. I mean, it's not really peaceful, but it would be good for the world that someone is in control, that at least we know what he is doing. And now I got the idea, it's one big human trafficking, hooker trafficking, drugs, weapon, organ trafficking area with atomic bombs. Well, I'm not a big Putin supporter, but hey, I think that he is better than what's sitting there right now. Well, let's have a quick look at the retail Armageddon, what's going on, because you see shop closing after shop closing. And at the moment I'm speaking, I'm just reading on Twitter that a new taco shop that's opening in Eindhoven, are people waiting in line. So definitely there is some market in it, but if you look overall, it's easy. Shops are closing, And don't forget, the majority of the purchases we do is still going offline. Majority of the things is going to be sold online, offline. Just a few segments are completely gone online, like travel, trips. I mean, you can book your trip now yourself, or you can go to a travel agent, but you have the choice. And in the past, it was compulsory for you to go to a travel agent because he had to deal with an airliner, and the airliner paid him a fee for a sold ticket. The airliner said to you, well, you're going to pay that fee. And but now the choice is you can go to an airliner and outsource the work and let them do it, and you pay them a fee. Or you go to the airliner and you can do it yourself. Or you get at some airlines that say, well, we also have standard packages for flight, hotels, some more things. And that's interesting to see what's happening. Because people are complaining that the internet is bad. And I would simply say the internet is giving customers the freedom to spend their money where they want it. It gives them the ultimate power to say to a company, we don't like you. And then they simply don't spend, they don't vote with their money. They don't bring their money in. And that means the shop is going to close. And it's interesting to see because it's simply a really interesting case. And check out how it's going on and one great life. But well, that's that. And it's interesting because you get all those shops that basically were not going on with their time, who were evolving. You went to there because there was no alternative, or it was a tradition. They are gone. They are going. And what you are seeing is that the middle field is going terrible, the upfield and the low field are going great. I mean, in Europe Action it keeps expanding. Well, Hudson Bay is now in problems, but the high-end field is going great, so it's all going good. But the mean side, the in-between part is going terrible. And but basically, if you own a shop, it's easy. You need to have a web shop. Recently, a study showed that if you have a shop and you also have a web shop, your retail shop has 3-5% more turnover. And you will get more the omnichannel thing, like you see with the travel industry. And as they have now 10 years experience with the internet and Google and all those companies hacking into the industry and changing it, you're seeing now that it's happening over more, but there's the experience. And what they have to do is ultimately simply adjust and allow the customer to choose. Like in the Netherlands, you have Picnic, it's an online supermarket. Experts said, well, 1% max turnover. At the moment, in the town they started, Amersfoort, they have now 5% market share. It's a lot to me. And you see a few supermarkets are now buying in, and the company is expanding. 1 year, 5% of the turnover, well, 5% of the market in one town in the Netherlands. Well, if they could do that in the complete Netherlands, 5% market share, it's a lot. And what they basically say from, well, we don't have a lot of warehouses, we don't have shops, no, we don't do those things. We basically have an algorithm, we know what you want, we know what you like, we get it to you, order today, tomorrow you'll get it. It's all great, I mean. But it don't mean shop closing, and I think it's just I'm just wondering, you have, and this is what the great thing is about this innovation. In the past, you were trained for 3 jobs. You worked at a farm, you were a soldier, or you worked at a factory. And then you had a really small percentage, they were for the government. Basically, they were always in-betweens. And now, but that was it. And our educational system is based around this model. It's based around, you become a soldier, you will live, and you will be your full life, you will be a great soldier. Okay, for a soldier that might be happening, because, well, soldiers are not having the biggest life expectancy. I mean, if I look at what's happening in St. Petersburg, all those bloody wars with radical Islam, it's just, not really good for your life. But working on the farm, agriculture is still going on. We need to have the food, but not money, mass jobs, factories. All massive production went to Asia, and now coming from Asia, it will go to Africa for an easy reason. It's cheaper. And you see that China is evolving from the factory house of the world to the factory for itself and to the world, but in that line. And it brings that all those things that they don't want, they bring in the latest technology, for example, heavy chemicals, and those chemicals then are going to be used a lot less. And it's interesting to see what's happening. I mean, I'm really fascinated what's happening in China, because what people forget, it's still a poor country. The country is poor. Nothing more, nothing less. They are poor. And for example, I got my smartphone. I bought it directly from China. You can sit everywhere. You can do everything via a web shop that was trustworthy, and that's it. It's great. And people complain about the retail Armageddon. People say shop closing. Well, I simply say it makes no sense to have a shopping center in the bloody middle of nowhere with no people there. But it's all gonna see and all gonna evolve into something really positive that everyone can check it out. Well, and then the last funny thing, I got an offer from a radio network in the United States of America, which is also managing a radio station in Memphis. And they are basically offering me to do a Monday to Friday radio show, business, finance, economics, and libertarian and conservative thinkers. Well, that's basically the mixture that I would love to have. Well, personally, I would also add some prepper items in it. And I will see, and I'm thinking about it, because it's time to get this ball out, and then also do a weekend show about barbecue grilling and all those food things, and simply every week do it. Well, I call it today, I call it the show. Tomorrow I'm going to chat about some things that I heard about on the phone about the city of Eindhoven, but I need to check those things, we need to get some data in, because we have to do it properly, we have to do it right. I would say cheers, check out the site, see you tomorrow, and love you, and don't forget to tweet me at loadabackoff.